his game, I mean, obviously you spent a lot of time with him on the line. What does he bring to a line, and what is it about playing with him?
You know, Adam's had a really good start to the season. I think, you know, he brings a lot, but first and foremost, he's, you know, he's a big presence out there for us, and he's been very consistent. So, Lau's been scoring too, because he's been, you know, generating offense around the net, and that's where he scores goals. So, yeah, playing with him has been a pleasure, and he's super easy to read off of, and, yeah, hopefully he can keep it rolling.
We'll go next to Kelly Moore from CJOB. Go ahead, Kelly.
Hey, Mason, you've had to take 6 face-offs so far this year. So just kind of curious, A, how much do you put into that? Do you talk a lot to Adam about that or some of the other setters? And just the, you know, the split second having to get ready to take a draw when Adam or whoever you're playing on the line with gets tossed.
Yeah. You know, you kind of got to read the other centerman's hand. So if it's me, Lowry, and Perreault, it depends on if their center coming or their center's a lefty or righty. That's how me and Pro decide who takes it. But probably say I'm 3-3 or something like that. So yeah, obviously you want Laos taking faceoffs when you can get him in there. But yeah, for the instance he gets kicked out, me and French, you can come in and do a job.
I'll go next to Paul Friesen from the Winnipeg Sun. Go ahead, Paul.
Mason, I'm curious, when I hear a guy, even a veteran like Paul Stastny, say that until he gets that first goal, sometimes he's pressing a little bit, and that helps him relax then and have confidence. How is it for you?
Yeah, you know, you always want to get the first one out of the way. But it's not something I sit there and think about. So, yeah, it'll come.
We'll go next to Jeff Hamilton from the Free Press. Go ahead, Jeff.
Mason, your line, you know, of course, has different assignments every night, but you guys take a heavy load on the defensive side. When you're able to chip in on the offensive side, what can it do for your guys' confidence and just for the team dynamic in general?
You know, it does a lot. I think, you know, first we play responsibly in the D zone, we're going to get chances at the other end. That's just the nature of the game. So I think, you know, once we get it down there, we've done a really good job at, you know, making simple plays and keeping the puck below the goal line and, you know, shielding it, possessing it. So I think, you know, our offense can come simple off that. You know, we've been scoring the last couple of games, and it feels good to contribute that way.
Next to Ken Weeb from Sportsnet. Go ahead, Ken.
Mason, just you know, piggybacking off that theme, just you feel happy about the chances you're generating? Just kind of a matter of time before a few more keep going for you?
Yeah, certainly. I think, you know, if you watch the games back, our line's had a lot of good looks, and, you know, that's why Lowry's scoring, and, you know, it's just a matter of time before, you know, me and Perreault put a couple in. So, yeah, it's not something I sit there and think about, like I said, but, yeah, it'll happen.
Go next to Kelly Moore from CJOB. Go ahead, Kelly.
Mason, the first 3 games you guys, or at least the line you were playing on, was, you know, right around 9.5 to 11.5 minutes. But in the last 3 games, you guys have gone from as high as 17 plus to 13. How much of a positive effect does that have, you know, for a player like yourself, you know, getting those extra 3 or 4 shifts?
Yeah, it's good. Obviously, you know, you play the game to, you know, get better, and you always want more. That's how hockey works, and that's how competitive athletes work. So, you know, as we've built a game here in these first 7-8 games, you know, like we're doing as a line, and I think, you know, our coaching staff would say the same. And, you know, that's why you get rewarded with more ice. You don't get rewarded when you're not doing the right thing. So we're just going to keep on it.